In this section, we are going to learn what we call the eighth note rock pattern. In its basic form, it sounds like this. To do this, I'm hitting the hi-hat with my right hand. There will be a total of 8 hits per measure, and we count this as 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. So therefore it works for 4-4 time, and we are playing eighth notes, which divide the measure up into 8 sections. What will happen with the first hit of our hi-hat is that we will hit the bass drum with that. Then we'll have another hit of the hi-hat. Then with the third hit of the hi-hat, we will hit the snare drum. With the fourth hit, we'll hit the bass drum again. Then on the fifth hit of the hi-hat, we'll hit the bass drum again. Then one hi-hat by itself. Then together with the snare. And then another hi-hat by itself. Listen to it again. One and two and three and four and. Now try to play it along with me slowly. One and two and three and four and. One and two and three and four and. Now let's look at some of the variations that we can use for this. Instead of hitting the snare drum, we can instead use what we call a side stick. To do this, I'm taking the butt end of the drumstick that I'm using for the snare, and I'm putting it on the head of the drum and then sliding it until it locks up underneath the rim. Now I can slap the stick down on the drum, and what will happen is that the stick will hit the other edge of the rim, giving me that sound. So we can use that instead of our snare in this pattern, and it will sound like this. This is good for slow songs, especially if you're trying to get a softer feel than if you use the snare like this. Typically what happens, like let's say in a slow song, is during the verses you would have the side stick, and then when it got ready for the choruses you would go to the snare, and it would give the song a little bit bigger feel for the choruses. Also what usually happens during the chorus is that instead of hitting the hi-hat, we move over to our ride cymbal, which is the largest cymbal over on the right side. It should be between your floor tom and your lower mounted tom. That's your ride cymbal. You can use that instead of the hi-hat along with the snare and you get this. Now practice this eighth note rock pattern at different speeds with all the variations that we discussed. Then come back here and let's look at the tracks that we can practice along with. This next track is me playing along with a band doing what we call a 12-bar progression. That means that each time we go through the progression, it will use 12 measures. I will go through the progression a total of 3 times. The first time I'll use my hi-hat and my snare as far as any kind of variation. But whenever it goes to the second time, I'm going to move to the ride cymbal and play through the entire second time using the ride cymbal. The third time, I'll come back to the hi-hat. And at the very end of it, after I finish the last pattern, I will hit my bass drum and my crash cymbal, which is your smaller cymbal, which should be over your toms, usually between your snare and your first mounted tom on the left. And we will hit that at the very end of the song after we play the last complete pattern. Now listen to this track one time, and then go back and play along with it. Do this until you can stay with me the entire time, and then you can move on to the next track, which is a little faster.